Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Creative Orange County, the radio show where we interview Orange County, California's creative stars. My name is Susan, and I will be your host. Maybe I'm feeling the effect of we've got some Santa Ana winds today, but we've got a great show. Joining me today is John Spiak, and he's the director and chief curator at Cal State Fullerton's Grand Central Art Center, and it's a great historic building renovated in Santa Ana, California, and I want to welcome John to the show.
A pleasure to be here, Susan.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, I've got my notes. I was looking back, and the last time you were on, I'm so embarrassed. It was like 2011, and you had just kind of like arrived back in Orange County, had taken on the helm of Grand Central Art Center, and so, gosh, in August, you're going to be going into your fifth year. How exciting.
It is. It's been great.
Yeah, and you've brought kind of a new perspective. You were very involved with something called social practice, which is really kind of new to me. And so I know you've kind of brought that kind of movement or formula here in Orange County. So let's talk about that a little bit and really just what's, I mean, we've got a new year has started, 2016. So tell me about what's going to happen this year. In the way of exhibits and, you know, some of the other initiatives that you're undertaking?
Sure. So we have been focused on socially engaged art practices, which means collaborations with communities as the artist see fits. So we have been inviting artists in residence into the community and inviting them with no project in mind so that they can be here and experience this area both locally, regionally, and beyond, and see what develops through their interests and their connections that we help them build through the institution. So right now, we just opened last Saturday night. Paul Ramirez Jonas has a project called Public Trust, and he invited community in to make a promise. And through that promise, there's a contract that's kind of a piece of artwork, in a sense, an addition of two. So the patron gets a contract, the artist gets a contract that then goes up on the wall, and that public promise is made both verbally and through text. So it's kind of documented in the space, and it's a nice little interactive, collaborative piece that's going on with the artist. And that will happen every first Saturday of the month through April.
Oh, interesting. And so what kind of promises, and it was open to anybody, and can someone still make an artwork and make a promise?
Yeah, so the promises will be taken again on first Saturdays. So the space is kind of a document of the process in between first Saturdays, but then the artist comes back for the first Saturday weekends and engages individuals. So in making your promise, you have to make it upon an object of some sort. So on this large table that Paul has, he has, you know, everything from the Bible and the Quran to you can give a sample of your blood. You can take a fingerprint. You can make a deposit. So there has to be something that, in a sense, validates your promise or validates your word for that promise. And then that the promise goes onto the table, and there's a rubbing taken. So that's, in a sense, the contract. And then it goes up onto a larger board on the wall that then you can be photographed with. So it's how we kind of justify our promises.
So make it a little bit more formal and engaging than just say your New Year's resolutions.
Exactly, but
it
also makes you
1 week later, right?
But also making a public statement also makes you accountable in different ways.
Right, absolutely.
Because when you're in a public space, there's a difference between making your New Year's resolution and, you know, you tell it to your friends perhaps, or you post it on Facebook to your friends. But this is a public statement that's there for anybody that walks into the gallery to see. So it makes it a little bit more accountable.
So now, when did he come and kind of start this whole process? So he was here ahead of time then.
Yeah, so he's been in residence for going on 3.5 years now. He's just been here exploring options, and we've been talking about, you know, quite a few different projects that he'll be realizing with us. But this is the one he's like, okay, this is the time, this is the right project to do at this moment because of the all the promises that are being made in the political campaigns.
I see. Okay.
Promises that are made, you know, just on an everyday basis about the weather, you know, they never get it right.
Well, yeah, where's El Nino?
Exactly. So these promises that are made in public that, you know, are just constantly out there, but there's no accountability for them. Especially in the, you know, the presidential elections, there's all these statements and promises that will they be kept or will they not? It's anybody's guessing game.
Mm-hmm. And so I can and see that. And so maybe if you've made this promise and more accountable in public, then you might just be more likely to follow through on this promise you've made.
Yes, or to believe in it yourself.
Okay.
You know, because some of the promises were, I'll be a better person or something like that. And just by putting that in your own spirit, then, you know, it's manifest destiny.
Now, that's interesting because you said that he had been with you for 3 years. I guess I didn't realize that. So have our other artists in residence been with you that long and will be realizing new projects?
Our artist in residency program is very open-ended. So we're inviting artists that we believe in their process and artists that we trust their process, and but again, leaving it very open to what that project will be. Mm-hmm. And the timelines are completely open. So it's project by project basis. So example, Paul's been coming back and forth from New York, and he'll come for, you know, a weekend here, a week there, and we just have conversations constantly through Skype while he's here and in person, and we connect him with things when he's here. And through that, that's how projects develop. And sometimes that, you know, gets us in trouble because we're very open to that process. So a good example is Lisa Bilava, who, you know, was in residence as well for about 3 years in the development of the project, and we couldn't quite figure out what it was. And we would go to, like, El Toro base because she'd been doing projects on former, you know, military airfields. We would go run around in the Santa Ana riverbed and think about the space as a performance space. We would, you know, meet with just different individuals on a consistent basis. And it was never the right project. But through the continued conversation and us as an institution listening to her thoughts, we turned her on to Arrested Development because we thought, you know, she needed to know the education of Orange County. And so through that television show, she kind of got hooked, and we started talking about serial television and the kind of concept that Southern California is the base where serial television is created. And it made her think of this opera that she created 20 years ago with Eric N, but couldn't get produced because it was, you know, a lot of costume changes, a lot of time period changes, a lot of set changes. It was kind of this really ambitious project, and no theater company would take it on. And when we started thinking about it, we said, well, what about a television show? Could it be done as a television show? And so we started talking to people about that possibility. You know, we met with KCET and Juan Devis over there, and he was like, this sounds fantastic. And now we've filmed 5 episodes, and we're getting ready to film our 6th episode of 12 of a serial broadcast opera. You know, with the pilot episode included Kronos Quartet and Lori Rubin, and we cast a lead out of Orange County School for the Arts. She was 16 years old at the time that she performed in the pilot. Her name's Rowan Sabala. And we have Maria Lazarova, who's the director of the Classical Voice Conservatory over there. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, a nice mix of these international figures that are coming in and national figures that are coming in and engaging with this opera, but as well as local connect. And that's really important to us, is how we establish those, continue with quality, but connect the local to the national, international, contemporary.
And you won a very prestigious award for that last year.
We did. We won an ASCAP award, which is the Association of... Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. And we got to go out to New York, and Rowan got to perform at the award ceremony, and Paul Williams was the kind of MC of the event. So it was a really nice kind of feather in our cap for the project to date. But I have a feeling there's going to be more feathers in our cap for that project coming up, because there's Deborah Voigt has now agreed to be in one of the episodes, and there's talk about possibilities of filming in Alcatraz. So there's going to be some really, you know, interesting possibilities moving forward.
Oh, well, congratulations, and I'll be looking forward to further news about that project. We have some time left, and I know that you've also are engaging a couple senior communities this year with somewhat of an artist in residence. Has that kind of launched, or am I kind of correct?
Yes, no, that's correct.
Saying that?
One of our big projects this year, we started it last year with a pilot program with a nonprofit organization locally that works with affordable housing units, complexes. And last year we did two complexes, one here in Santa Ana called the Warwick Community, which is a 500-unit affordable housing complex. And we were able to place two artists in residence on site there. We gave them a free apartment for the year. And they work through creative process. We give them money to kind of sustain their life as well and money for their project. And they have been developing sustainable gardens in that community through creative process. So they would do a ceramics workshop, and in the ceramics workshop create small little pots that were then the place where seedlings were planted so that people can nourish those seedlings up to a certain point before they were actually planted in the garden. They've been doing mural workshops. They've been doing community workshops and gardening workshops and teaching people how to create sustainable gardens in that community. And so on site now, there's two sustainable gardens taking place that the community is activating and growing produce that's then sustaining the community itself.
So this year we've expanded
that complex because it was so successful with last year's that we are now... we opened up an open call, and we now have artists in residence at four additional units here in Santa Ana. Excuse me, three additional units and continuing the Warwick. So we have Hedinger Place, which is a 55-plus senior living community here in Santa Ana. We have Sullivan Manor, which is on kind of the west side of town. And then we have Triada, which is in the Logan area of Santa Ana. And we're placing artists in residence in all those affordable communities, affordable housing communities, to engage in different approaches. So there's talk about oral history workshops. There's talk about the creation of a coloring books with community. There's creation also talks about an additional garden project. And we're trying to see what happens when you put four artists in residence into one city in similar situations with affordable housing,
mm-hmm.
and how you impact those citizens, but then how you can cross-reference those. So we're hoping that the four artists in residence start collaborating with each other's communities, which all surround Grand Central Arts Center. So how do you bring that energy back in and back out to the community? And that's what we're trying to figure out if this will work. And, you know, thankfully it's being completely funded by the nonprofit called Community Engagement. So for us, you know, we're an administrative collaborator, and we're working through our processes of the call and getting the call out there and helping facilitate this artist in residency program.
Well, that sounds terrific too. So if someone would like to learn more about 2016 and these initiatives, and also to kind of publicize the first Saturday of the month is kind of Art Walk, an open house, Grand Central Arts Center in Santa Ana. But where can they go, John, to get more information?
The best place is GrandCentralArtsCenter.com, which is our website. And on there you can find out about our artist in residency program. You can find out about our upcoming exhibitions and current exhibitions. And on our blog at the bottom of that site are just kind of updated postings.
That sounds terrific. So I want to thank John for coming on board today. It's a pleasure to have you join me. And we'll have to be in conversation again and not let it go for four-plus years then. And maybe go on site, because I did something called Creative Orange County, the TV show, at one time. So maybe going out to these four affordable housing projects and the artists might be something to do this coming year.
We would love that.
Just to end, Creative Orange County is a think tank at the intersection of culture, community in Orange County, California, and you can go to www.creativeorangecounty.com. And we're kind of relaunching some initiatives this year, but until next time, thank you, John, again. And
thank you.
Look to the website for the interviews and for upcoming interviews. So thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.